Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from, what is the official name of this place?
White Cabin Studio.
From White Cabin Studio in Johns Creek, Georgia, suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia. Beautiful, I want you to know, sunny, blue sky, and really nice, almost warm day outside in Atlanta for everybody heading to Passion 2011 in just a few days. It's going to be pretty exciting. We're hoping to dodge the Arctic blast that we had last year and have a little more welcoming Atlanta, Georgia weather for everybody. But out here with Chris Tomlin, Daniel Carson on acoustic guitar, Matt Gilder on the keys over here. And just want to say I hope you had a fantastic Christmas. I hope that it's still going good. Usually Christmas has about a four-day shelf life when you're home with the family, and then you're like, I got to get out of here. But I hope it's still going amazing. I hope you had a great time wherever you are in America or around the world. We just want to say another Merry Christmas to everybody. And we're just a few days away from Passion 2011 in Atlanta. Chris, can you believe it? I mean, like in 5 days from this podcast being posted online, people are going to be flooding into this city like crazy.
It's exciting. It's so exciting. We've been anticipating this, and what an amazing 2010 Passion it was. And so thinking that following that up, you know, this year is just, so our expectations are pretty high coming off of this past one.
We got some big expectations, and one of those is in our Do Something Now area, which I always feel the pressure, and I don't know why, but you know, God always comes through, but it's kind of a major challenge to think about putting 10 causes on the table that total up to $500,000. So just want to make sure that if you're headed to Atlanta, and even if you're not, stay tuned, but if you're headed to Atlanta, that you've been to the Passion 2011 site, you've clicked on that Do Something Now link, and you've kind of gotten your eyes and your heart around what these causes are all about, and that you're coming prepared. So maybe you got a $20 bill from Grandma or a little extra Christmas money from Aunt Susie. Tuck that away, because there's going to be a place for you to invest that in the life of somebody in this world that just needs a lift. They need a hand up out of their circumstance, somebody to speak up on their behalf. And it's going to be a chance for us to do that. And the simplest way we do that is with towels and socks. And that's one of the coolest, most amazing things you can do. Everybody can bring a towel. You can even bring one from home. It can be a used towel, as long as it's not like one from the the laundry room or the garage, you've been working on your car with. Any kind of towel that doesn't have holes in it is perfect. So you don't have to go to Target and Walmart. If you want to, that's fine. But if you just want to bring one from home, that works as well, or a couple from home, and a package of socks for men, women, or children. And these are going to all be collected and given by one of our partners to fund many shelters in Atlanta. So thousands and thousands and thousands of homeless people in Atlanta are going to have their lives impacted because of Passion 2011.
Yeah, and what's incredible is that maybe if you're coming for the first time to Passion, and what most people walk away with, they're like, yeah, the music's okay, the teaching's fantastic, but the Do Something Now is really what people leave talking about every time. It's become really the central thing of Passion. And I love that, because it's more than just, hey, we're coming together for a conference. You can do that anywhere. You can do and there's great conferences everywhere. But I think one of the distinguishing things about what you're coming to is this moment of Do Something Now, because it is not only the most well done visual of how to help people and what it means to bring justice to the world, but just when you're seeing all your friends together and what you can do together is so huge and so powerful. And every year, it's what you walk away with. That was the most amazing, life-changing thing. And as you said, just the simple way of the towels and socks, as walking through the door is my first act of worship, really, into Passion, and bringing these towels and socks. It's so simple, yet so powerful.
Yeah, it's an incredible song. You know, towels and socks is an incredible song.
Yeah,
it's an incredible offering to bring to God. And it's all under this idea that together we are a force for good. Mm-hmm. And every one of us can do something on our own, but none of us alone can do everything. But together, man, it's just unbelievable what God can do through us. And so the easy way to find this, if you're saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm in some other part of the world, and I'm not sure I'm going to make it to Passion Atlanta, I want to be a part, just go to dosomethingnow.com. That's the simplest way. That'll redirect you to Passion 2011 and to our Do Something Now area. You'll see the causes there. And if you're not in Atlanta for Passion 2011 over the 4 days, January 1st through 4th, there will be a way for you to participate in what God's doing. You'll hear a little bit later more details on that. But right now, Chris, we're talking about new music, man.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, we're still kind of like blown away by Passion Awakening. Phenomenal new songs that God brought last year. But you guys have been in the process of seeking the Lord for something fresh for this year.
Yeah, you mentioned that you felt pressure about Do Something Now every year, like putting songs on the table, especially when I think about the through the years, the songs at Passion have come from this little simple movement of worshipers and just the massive songs that have been going to the world. It's just quite humbling to be a part, just a small part of it. And so, again, we've just been praying this year, just got for new songs and something that, you know, songs that would just come out of this movement again. And just, I mean, when you think about awakening, we think about our God awakening, where the Spirit of the Lord is, you know, healing in your hands. Some of these songs from last year that were kind of launched, Chosen Generation, and what that song has meant to us over the years. Over this past year, and now to think about these songs, incredible. We got together at this studio over the last couple months and been writing with you and with all these guys here, and with Christy and Nathan and with Christian Stanfield and
that English guy.
Yeah, he's a short guy named Matt Redman.
I always forget his name.
I always forget about him.
And you had some other guests in this year.
This time we did.
Not guests, but friends.
Yeah, a couple friends that we've all kind of been writing with in our community. Matt Marr, who is phenomenal songwriter, and Jason Ingram. And if you've sung a song in the past year, Jason has written it.
Or listened to one on the radio.
Yes. So it's really good. So when I was sitting in this room earlier this year, when I was looking around, and it was Matt and Matt Marr and Jason Ingram and yourself, Louie, Daniel, Christian, Nathan, Christy, and I'm just thinking Jesse was in there, and I was thinking, wow, I mean, if a song can't come out of here, it's just not going to come. And really, and we started praying, God, what would you have for us to say? What would you want us to sing about? What would you want us to write? And we're so excited. I have so many songs. We were talking about earlier today. We've been working here in the studio today and just thinking about, man, I mean, we got to cut songs. You know, it's like we have so, usually you're trying to find them, and like, it's just like, man, God's just like really poured out. And we're just like, man, all these songs are great. And like, just praying about which ones, you know, to play and which ones. And so I think today we kind of wanted to give people a little bit of sneak peek of, we haven't ever done this before.
So we're actually going to sing brand new songs on the podcast that no one's ever heard before.
No. That's weird, you know? So when you're coming to Passion, you're already going to be, if you heard this podcast, you're going to be a step ahead of everybody.
So we're going to have several thousand, well, actually 312.
312, wow.
Other worship leaders with us right off the bat. First time you start the song, there'll be 300 people out there going, I've heard this on the Passion podcast. I know this.
Right.
By the way, if you're coming to Passion 2011, can we just see a show of hands? I'm trying to get a feeling for how many of you out there actually coming. Okay, that's good.
That's great.
That's strong.
Wow, yeah, that's more than I thought.
That's more than I thought, too, as well. So if get ready. All I can say is set your TiVo. It's coming right now.
Yeah.
Here it comes, Symphony.
This song is Symphony.
Little piece of Symphony, and
yeah, we're not gonna play the whole song. We can't go that far.
Yeah, we're not that ready.
We're not that ready. Yeah, we may not even. Well, yeah, and you may can write in after the podcast and goes, yeah, I like the first one, not the second one. So you can make an edit. You can edit, send your own edits. But
awesome,
these are
cool.
All in the process still, which is fun. But this song is called Symphony, and just really came out of when we were gathered. Louie, you sharing about? I remember when we first gathered, and you were kind of giving us, you know, some direction, and some, we were praying together, and you said, man, I'm just thinking about the thought of the symphony of praise that is going around everywhere, all the time, that there's flowers blooming all over the earth, all the time, somewhere, there's those, and we can't really hear it, but when you have millions of flowers blooming all the time, what must that little sound be making? And we know that the universe is making sounds as it spins and rotates. It's making all these sounds, and the waves from all over the world, the rain, the thunder, from all over the world, people, and just all this symphony. It's just massive. What must that be to God when all the universe, when all the things he's made is praising him? It's not just us. He's not waiting for us at Passion just to get together. Oh, now the praise is coming.
Exactly.
But it never ends. It's
wow.
So this song really came, that idea, the symphony of praise.
Shining wonders, fields of splendor, how they see your symphony. The deepest oceans, rising mountains, how they see your symphony. Let the earth fear the Lord, and all the people of the world stand in awe, stand in awe. My heart's ovation, yours forever, I will sing your praise. Let every nation under heaven shout your name, sing your praise. Let the earth fear the Lord, and all the people of the world stand.
A little bit of it.
That's a little bit of symphony, and I'm telling you, I just was even as you guys were singing that line about all the nations, let every nation
under
join
heaven.
In every nation under heaven, and just thinking there's people listening to this right now on every continent around the world and countries, north, south, east, and west right now, and just how that line just landed in their heart as they're among maybe people groups that have never heard the name of Jesus, working in places where there's no church visible on any corner, to know that that's the promise that every nation under heaven is going to come into this symphony. Man, I'm excited. We talked about writing a song that would just invite the Holy Spirit to be a part of what we're all about. We are so not wanting to marginalize the Holy Spirit. He is not it or the third person of the Trinity, like he's third one down the line, but he is God.
Right.
And he is the presence and power of God, bringing forth the life of Jesus in us and among us, bringing the kingdom forth in us. And so this little song came out, Spirit Falls. Pretty simple song, but man alive.
Yes,
just a powerful confession.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those songs for response, you know, just a time of responding to God. And it just breathes so much. This song really has so much time to just breathe, and you can just really, as I'm excited about this song, because it's a bit different in the sense of, I really feel like even at Passion, when we play this song, so I think it'd be really an incredible moment of ministry. It really opens itself, and you kind of stand there under this moment with God, and that's what you're saying. God, fall, let your Spirit fall, and the Holy Spirit come and fall. And it's, you know, when I remember when we got the demo, when we worked on these songs, then we just kind of demoed them and got the demos back, and was listening and kind of all of them together, and this one just jumped out immediately. I was like, you know, songs speak for themselves a lot. They're like, hey, 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 they kind of raise their hand and like over here, and this one really does for me, just in the sense of in the sense of ministry and how, and this is our prayer, God, just fall on us and follow us. We want to just breathe you in. And so Matt, why don't you start this one a little bit and we'll jump in.
Like a mighty wind, light the fire again. Come and breathe your breath on me. Like a mighty wind, light the fire again. Come and breathe your breath on me. Like a mighty wind, light the fire.
I love knowing where the rest of it goes.
Yeah, no one else knows yet, but I will just say it explodes from there.
Wow.
And that's definitely just our acoustic playing, but I think you get the heart of it from the top of just the breath of it, but it turns into something pretty amazing and pretty huge.
It's going to be awesome. And I hope people are getting a sense, Chris, that, you know, they're planning on coming to Passion 2011, which means they've scrape their money together, talking to their parents, they setting their schedule, getting off work, doing all these, they're doing all their preparation. But I just wonder if people have any idea how much we're preparing for them. And it's not just, hey, come show up January 1st, come in Phillips Arena, and we'll just, you know, get Francis up there and get one of the bands up there, and we'll just crank this thing up. But just want you guys to know today that are coming, we're praying for you. We are working and preparing the way for you. And all these songs, the prayers, the energy, the investment, the time, the rehearsal these guys are doing right now, all day today working on these songs. It's just our way of serving you. And we say we're door holders, but that you don't just show up on the day of to hold the door. You hold the door every day in the process of getting ready for God to come and do what only He can do. And we've been on the Glory in the Highest Christmas tour. It's been pretty special. We've been to New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes.
To
Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi, two nights. Jackson, Mississippi was so special.
Yeah.
That we had to stay two nights there.
That's right.
At Pine Lake.
Pine Lake, yeah.
Church, which is a pretty largest church in Mississippi, I'd just like to go on record as saying.
Absolutely.
Then we went.
But don't go past Jerry's Catfish.
Oh, my goodness.
At Pine Lake, check this out. Louie and I have had this thing. One day we're going to do a tour of fried catfish places because we both like it. And we're looking for, and we always hear Mississippi is the state.
Yeah, that's the place.
I mean, that's the state where you got to get fried catfish. So they took us to some pretty amazing. It's called Jerry's. Now, when we're driving to Jerry's, I didn't know that it was going to take us about. Hey, guys, in there, could you go outside and ask them to come back later?
We would edit that out, but I think we'll just leave it. Some guys have showed up with the largest leaf blowers, I think, that are on the open market. I'm pretty sure you can get something on the black market bigger than that, but that's the biggest thing you can get at Home Depot, I guarantee you. We're going to... Anyway, yeah,
sorry about that. If you heard a plane, if you heard a plane taking off in the midst of the... of the podcast, that's what that was.
But Jones is out there now. So
but we've got security now taking. But no. So this place, we showed up and Louie and I are excited. They're going to open it up just for us
because it doesn't open till 5.
Doesn't open till 5, and we got to get back for the concert. Actually, yeah. We're actually doing a concert. We actually are there for a reason. And they're like, we'll open up for 3:30 for you guys. And was it Miss Wanda? And she said we'll open it up. Miss Wanda said we'll open it up for 3:30. And so this was a huge deal. And so we drove a good long ways for this place.
To this little town of?
I think it Florence.
Florence. Can anybody do any research on that? Jerry's Fish House, Florence, Mississippi, before we get shot?
Yeah. But I'm not sure, but it was amazing. So we're driving out. Now, what do you think when you're thinking of this Mississippi fried fish place? I mean, what's in your mind, like the building-wise? Is I'm not thinking what we drove up to. So, Louie, why don't you just tell them what we drove up to?
Well, in my mind, I'm thinking the whole time it's Jerry's Fish House.
Yeah.
So it's a house of some kind. I'm thinking a little wooden shack on the bio.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't have any bios up in this part of Mississippi. But I'm thinking a little wooden shack on the bio with some raccoons, you know, out front.
Right.
And maybe a crocodile in the back. Yeah. And Jerry's out in the rocking chair. And that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's not it. That's not even close. It was an igloo.
A large white
igloo.
Two-story igloo.
On the side of the road.
On the side of the highway.
Like in the middle of trees.
Yes.
And there it was.
Deer hunting capital of Mississippi.
Yes.
Deer processing capital of northern Mississippi or central Mississippi.
Huge.
And then there's Jerry's Catfish. She opens up. We go in. There's no one there.
No one there.
Except about 10 of us.
Right.
You musician types are in there, so we got lots of skinny jeans and
people
scarves.
Looking at us. People staring at us. Because the whole staff is there working.
Tell them about the best part.
Was it when we were leaving or?
Yes.
We're leaving.
Well, don't forget the catfish.
Oh, the best part was catfish because then you could get it extra crispy. And that's what we were looking for.
That's what you're looking for
is extra crispy.
Yeah, mostly the cornmeal.
Little bit of catfish. Very little fish. You're looking for really cornmeal that's fried.
Yeah.
But we leave. It's amazing. Thank you, Miss Wanda. You're incredible. And we're walking out. And they said, now the people line up at this thing.
It's a Friday night.
It's going to be a line. And no lie, we walk out into the foyer area, the front area, and it is a line down the street.
There's 75 people in
waiting
line
to get in
already
line.
At 5 o'clock, waiting for the doors to open.
Now you can imagine when we open the door and someone like Daniel, Travis, Jesse, when those guys,
these worship rock and roll cats come walking out in Jerry's Catfish, igloo.
Yeah.
And the people in line, I don't think that's a normal occurrence to see a band come out of Jerry's
Catfish. Like,
they were staring at us like, oh my goodness.
Them boys from the city didn't come down to get some catfish. And it was awesome. So that was, but we did a Christmas tour as well.
Yes, we also went to, don't want to forget the people in Columbus, Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, Evansville, Indiana, San Antonio.
Akron, Ohio. Evansville, Indiana, San Antonio, Dallas, Tupelo.
I keep saying Toledo, Akron, Ohio, and then Tupelo, back to Mississippi to finish it off.
Right.
And the point being that in Tupelo the other night, other afternoon, I walk in during sound check, and you guys are cranking up this new sort of, you know, kicking thing. And it's, I guess, brand new because it seemed like you guys were working the kinks out in the deal. That was actually just 3 days ago.
3 days ago. so we're still working it out.
This song's called Set Free.
Set Free, and we're still working it out.
Okay.
And boys, we're going to do it in the key of A. And,
so thumbs up on your little podcast meter if you're loving it.
Yeah.
And a thumbs down if you're not loving it. The little red button's a thumbs down. The green one's a thumbs up. So give us your feedback as we're going here.
As we're going. And we'll stop in the middle if we're getting too crazy. Redman actually sent me this song and said, hey man, kind of see about finishing this song up. And I just, the minute I heard it, I was like, this is really great. It's been sitting for a while, for several months. And so here we go. And I think this will be one of the ones for passion. We'll see.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy, whole life. Never before you came for us. You are our freedom, love, love, unshakable love. We shall overcome, we will never give up. We lift a shout, we lift a shout. Everyone's singing, come on, come on now. We got a new song, come on, come on now. A song of liberty, let the world hear heaven's melody. Is the shout of the heart you set free. And we'll dance, dance, dance in your freedom. Oh, your glorious freedom. Forevermore, forevermore. And we'll dance, dance, dance in your freedom. Oh, your glorious freedom. Forevermore, forevermore, forevermore. So come on, come on now. We got a new song. Come on, come on now. A song of liberty. Let the world hear heaven's limit. This is the shout of the heart you set free. Come on, come on now. We got a new song. Come on, come on now. A song of liberty. Let the world hear heaven's melody. This is the shout of the heart you set free.
Yeah, I'm not sure got all the lyrics right, but here we go.
Loved it, man. I saw the meters going up.
Yeah,
that was fantastic. The thumbs up are like off the chart, and there's like looks like from the corner of Montana we had one thumbs down. So can you guys cut off Montana? Cut the signal to Montana. Awesome. Good having you with us in Montana. We're glad you were here. Wow, loving it. And that's just a little acoustic version, Matt. Yeah. That's just a little, you know, a little something, something. But it's not really like the rock and roll yet.
Oh, no, no.
So cool. And then this one last song. We've got time for just one more. And by the way, you guys, I hope you're enjoying this little preview podcast for Passion 2011. This is the first time this has happened. And you guys are getting to hear music for the very, very first time. So the idea being, if you're on your way to Passion 2011, you hit rewind, 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 rewind till you get all these little bits of the songs that you're hearing today. And that way, when they come cruising by the first time at Passion 2011, you just turn to your friend and go, I know this one. And then you just belt it out with us. And that's going to make it even more amazing. This song is pretty special. We've done it at Passion City Church a couple of weeks now.
Yes.
So actually, these podcast listeners aren't the first people to hear this song. Passion City Church people are. So it's another reason just to come to Passion City Church. You're going to hear brand new music before anybody else in the world. But I mean, just blew up. First time we did it at church, right out of the gate, kaboom, explosion. Just what we want to say. It's what I want to say. I think it's what the whole generation wants to say as we just welcome the presence of God into what Passion 2011 is all about. It is not about passion. It is not about people. It is about God. It's about Jesus, the whole thing. Yeah. And we are here for Him.
We're here for Him. So, Sonsko, we are here for you, and I cannot wait cannot wait to play this at Passion. It's going to be incredible.
Just before you play it, why don't you grab your friend out of the other room and your family, yeah, and you can split the earphones. You take one, give them one. They don't want to miss this part right here. If you can put it on speaker, put it on speaker. If you got speakers, put the speakers in right now. Give you just another second. Okay, here we go.
Songs be a sign, we are here for you. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven, fill our hearts with your life. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you our hearts are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy. God, let your fire fall down. Let our shout be your anthem, your renown, fill the skies. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. We are here for you. To you our hearts are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You
Lord, that is what we're praying with all our hearts, just asking that you would come and be in the midst of everything that is Passion 2011, that you would be in the midst of every song, every word that's spoken, your word as it's open in our hearts as we receive it, the justice, the causes, the mission, the heartbeat of everything. And we just welcoming you in to what it's really all about, praying over every person listening to this podcast today, coming or not coming, going to be in Atlanta, not going to be in Atlanta, that they would know there's a whole new year ahead for them of all the amazing things that you have planned for their lives. And so we thank you for that and trusting you to do amazing things, more than we've ever dreamed, more than we could imagine, more than we could ask you today. And I know that in just a few days from right now, we're going to be standing on the other side of something that is going to have blown our hearts apart. And we just thank you for letting us have the privilege of being in it, leading these students, serving them. That's what we want to do. And lifting you up, Jesus, because it's really all for you. So thank you for that. And guys, thanks for just a little taste today. Just a little taste. We didn't even get a whole song of any of the songs, right. But just the little pieces are firing me up.
Well, thanks for letting us share. You know, it's really cool to have people coming into Passion already hearing little pieces of these songs. And I just say that we come with great expectation, and as we're waiting on God, as we're waiting on Him to work, and you know, and expecting Him to work, and having our faith rise up and hope and all those things, we're coming with that. Even as a you know, as worshipers, as leaders of this, we're coming with great expectation and great faith and great hope for what God has for these days and these songs. We're just so thankful. You know, we know it's more than songs, but God gives us songs to express our hearts to Him, and we're so excited about that. And so I can't wait to sing these with you in that arena. It's going to be an incredible time.
Yeah, and I just want to give a little shout out to Nathan and Christy Knuckles, who are in the studio today, a huge part of all these songs. Jesse Reeves is somewhere in the house, huge part of a couple of these songs that we just played now in this whole process. Travis is here as well, and Daniel, Matt Gilder, and Mr. Chris Tallman. Yeah, I mean, just watching God work through you guys has been amazing. Matt, Jason, the whole team. It's been over the top. So thanks again.
Yes.
For an incredible time today. And to you guys listening, thank you so much. Make sure you check out dosomethingnow.com. Get ready for Passion 2011. It's going to be awesome. I'll be back with you in just a couple of days on your arrival information. That's the podcast you're not going to want to miss. And before long, I'll see you face to face. Philip Serena, Georgia World Congress Center, Passion 2011. Take care.